The ransom. Some students are at Radice Alighieri School in Catona, Italy. It's 3 p.m. and Marco, Luca, Maria are at the music classroom for the music rehearsal. They are ready to start playing when a boy comes in and says, "Good afternoon, teacher. I'm Giuseppe Longo and I'm here to replace Luigi."
Okay, hello Giuseppe. So you play the guitar, do you?
Yes, that's right. And he starts playing.
Okay, you know the songs where they are singing.
Yes, I've got the list.
Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
All the students are playing their instruments, and Giuseppe to bat. He is out of tune. The teacher goes on making them to play twice. Then she says,
Are you sure you can play the guitar, Giuseppe?
"Well, you know."
I'm sorry, you can't do it. You can go home and practice a lot.
He goes out getting nervous and angry for having made a bad impression.
The next afternoon, Marco and Luca are practicing music. Luca tells Marco that his guitar is beautiful, and Marco tells it is a Gibson SG, worth a lot of money. Luca asks if he can try it, and Marco gives it, saying,
"Sure, but be careful."
While Luca is playing the guitar, Giuseppe arrives and taking it, starts to play. Marco, amazed, says,
"Hey, what are you doing? Stop it!"
"Why, don't you like it?"
"No, you can play."
"Is it your guitar?" "Well, it's our tune. I'll tune it."
So he tightens the guitar string until it breaks. Tauntingly, he gives Marco his guitar, saying,
"Now it's tuned. You can play it."
And goes out. Marco is dumbstruck. Luca is speechless.
"What a bally!"
Luca shyly says,
"Have you got a spare string?"
"Yes, I've got one. I won't tell anything to my parents. I'll tell that I broke it accidentally. I hate that boy. I won't wholly forget him."
The following day, Marco sees Giuseppe in the corridor, pretending to be distracted. Trust Marco and goes on his way. 2 days after, Marco, Luca and Maria go to the music classroom. Marco takes his guitar case, opens it, but it's empty. The guitar is missing. He turns pale. Maria looks at him and asks,
"Marco, what's the matter?"
"Someone took my guitar. Look."
Maria has a look into the case and sees a paper note.
What is this?"
Marco opens it and reads.
When the school bell rings, all the students leave the school, but Luca, Mark and Maria don't. They go to the locker room and hide behind a row of chairs. They are waiting for the person to come and get the money. A boy comes in, taking a guitar covered under a blanket. It's Giuseppe. He puts the guitar down into the guitar case, gets Vic's locker key under the rug, opens it, and takes the money out. Then he closes and locks the locker, replaces the key under the rug, and goes out. Luca and the other kids are amazed. Marco is embittered. They were suspicious of Giuseppe. Marco picks up his guitar. They decide to not tell anything to the headmaster nor to the music teacher, Mrs. Rossi, and go out of the room sadly and angrily. In the afternoon, they meet at Lucas and decide to play a trick on Giuseppe. That bully deserves a lesson.
2 afternoons later, Luca, Marco and Maria go to the school library because they know that Giuseppe must consult some books for a science project. Maria has finished to study and stands up, says goodbye to her mates. When she arrives near to Giuseppe, she makes a note slide on his desk. Giuseppe, a bit surprised, opens the note and reads, "You're good, I like you. Meet me tomorrow in the park, near the ice cream kiosk, at 5 p.m. Don't be late."